the Hallelujah and the whole Hallelujah, not just the L. But the L is the whole Hallelujah. So, if you don't mind and can take it with a little bit of humor, let's try to detect a little bit why Steiner wanted to have us 10L in this Hallelujah. And that we do not just do the 10Ls, and that, yeah, we'll do it, but what is the L in this context? And it's in a way the Hallelujah, yeah, wants us to connect with our highest being, in a way. And the human being, you could say, is the being which is not an isolated being, but it's a sort of, yeah, you could even say the consciousness of everything. That's why we can have access to so many things, because they live in us. And it's a big world we consist from. And to slowly, slowly become aware, or not become aware, but to touch it without losing consciousness, but still opening the eyes to the wonder of the magnitude, like a child opens its eyes to the world of the here. This, I think, the Hallelujah wants to teach us. And through touching this world, to allow this world to connect with us, to enrich this world. Yeah, because they have lost us a little bit, and then they find us again, and then, yeah, it's more complete. Great. The L is a composition of all the intervals which we've just been doing, or they live in it. And then we now just repeat, many of us know, have heard a little bit of it. I do it quite often, that we use the qualities of the intervals in our arm movement. And when you have the prime, you can just stand. And we do the arriving at ourselves now with the attitude of arriving at our prime. And for this, I feel my uprightness. But then I feel my shoulder girdle around the whole body. And then I have the impression it's like a roof. Yeah, with sparrows in it and tiles covering it. And I try to feel this roof. And then you can already allow yourself to think the roof carries the house. And in normal life, you would say the house carries the roof, but in Eurythmy, it's the other way around. Or in true life, or in time, because if the roof is rotten, the house won't survive for a very long time. So the roof carries the house through time. Huh? It's true. So please feel this roof and feel how the roof carries your body. And then just use the upper arms. Just let this feeling of the roof flow a little bit into the upper arms. Bring them back behind to the space which is behind you, from where the angels of everything what you brought with you lives. And use the upper arms to really bring it forward. But still keep it close to you. It's your potential. You show it in your hands. Who can read your hands can read it. But it's still, it lives in your upper arms. And then start to move further into your lower arms. But again, connect strongly with your heart. And everything what the lower arms just do when they go in and out, they report it to the heart. And the quality they move, it's just heart quality. I'm interested in you, I like you. I'm so enriched by being allowed encountering you. And that was the small curve we walked. And then just arrive in your ankles. And just bend your arms a little bit, which makes you, allows you to feel your ankles better. Yeah? And when you feel the wrist of the hands, then this allows you, yeah, to enter them. And very often for this reason, it helps I to not bend the hands anymore, just have them like this. But in order to be able to show it, I lift them. Just close your fingers slowly like this. That's the quad movement. I have not forgotten that we want to speak about the Hallelujah. And then open it again. And can you try that when you close these fingers, that on the contrary, this space becomes big? That closing the fingers allows you to open your inner eyes here, to become aware of this light-filled space within your ankles, infinite, unbelievably big. And then the strength of the hands is here, and then start turning them. This energy, yes, I can turn destiny. By just entering it, things can open up. And then when it's open, just open your fingers to really connect with what is there. And then just go through your fingers. And now don't just stretch it, but just allow yourself to, that everything diminishes. It becomes silent. You go out, out, out. But in a way, you connect with the harmony of the cosmos. And in slight movements like this, it goes further out, like the dust of butterflies, which you find in the space around the earth. You are very high up. It's just going anywhere. And then just let go. And let this feeling of the whole cosmos, or that you have, in a way, it takes it up, what you have brought. You stay here, but this fine diminishing anywhere is taken up. Just have the experience, yes, it's has arrived. And then breathe. And when we do the L, you can start here. And when you see the L figure, you really can see how Steiner painted it, that a lot of emphasis on really gathering something. So it's first of all really going into somewhere. So have this arms out there, and then try to go from your collarbones, yeah, where the roof carries the house, feel the house, feel the roof, and feel how the roof is carrying the house. And these are just a few, yeah, for the rain, the drains for the rain or whatever, but you feel the house, the roof, and now you let the energy of the roof flow into the upper arm, and they bring them along. Feel your upper arms. And then connect your heart with the lower arms. Oh, what is there? And the heart just receives it. And then arrive at your ankles. And use this looking into the ankles as if you would look that, and maybe even close your fingers, that you experience the big space in your ankles, which allow you to see how big the space in your heart is. And then comes this turning of the hands towards the light. I can turn towards the light. And then let go, practice letting go and connect with this word. Still sensing your feet and toes, but connect. And then start to go through your fingers and let this butterfly dust this go everywhere, far away. And then just like music, which disappears in the far away, have big ears, and the ears are open. And then just return to your lower arms and to your heart, to your roof. And open again. Feel how the roof carries the heart, the body. Let the energy of the roof enter the upper arms to really connect with the earth. The heart is enriched by what the lower arms bring. They bring it to the heart, and then let the hands, the fingers close, and an inner space opens up in your wrists. Through closing the fingers, and this inner space, crystal space in the wrists, becomes big space in your heart. And now from there, use this turning energy of the hands into the light. Dare to enter there. Dare to taste it. What is it like? What lives in this world? You do not lose yourself. You question it. And when you know, yes, that's my home, then you can just relax more and more. And let go in the far away, and let go in the far away, and hear that the far away takes it up. That's the story of the Hallelujah, which is done 7 times for each level of our being. Yeah. And then we just return to ourselves. And let go. And breathe. And when we do the Hallelujah now, the Ha and the Ah, it's, I say yes, I'm going to risk it. The Ah means if you do just the gesture of Ah, one arm goes here, the other one to the other side. I say yes to, I'm a being of right and left. I just, yeah, I'm not in balance at all. And I say yes to this. I'm a being of two worlds. Yes. And I have to solve it. The right and left is my problem. How I'm composed in this direction, the gods have to serve for. But here, my decision making, walking my path, that's my thing. Yes. Let's do it once again. Begin here. Ha, I dare to accept this. And now we do this. Okay. I feel the roof carrying my body, the upper arms really connecting with the earth, the lower arms bringing to the heart, the ankles and closing fingers open my inner space, which encourages me to look outside and to really to give away, to be. And again, the roof, just feel how the roof carries the house, the upper arms, the lower arms, bring it to the heart, the closing fingers, the ankles, awaken you in the heart. From there, you are ready to open up to the light, to connect with the light, to experience that's my home, to give up in the light, from seeing to listening, and then yes, it's taken up. And again, take a time to arrive at the roof of your house, into the upper arms, into the lower arms, into the secret castle of the wrists with closed fingers, turning from inside to outside. Connecting with what's there. Becoming thinner and thinner and thinner. Becoming one. But by being taken up, it's not me. I'm just hurt. And we've done it 3 times now. You could do it 7 times. And we cross the hands to reflect. And we do 3 times now the L. It's just one time, yeah, saying hello to the creation of the world, more connected with everything what's around and underneath. Saying hello to the light forces, the spirit forces, future forces. And from behind, through the heart, saying hello to whatever wants to meet us, whoever wants to meet us, and really taking it in, into our space behind. And from there, we start to create this U, which actually goes down through the feet, to the skies, and through this to our middle. And from there, from our middle, within the you, this joy comes. Yes, the human being is joy. And then this ah just wants to be a new experience of the ah we had in the beginning. Now it's different. My arms are now connecting differently to what's around me. And then I let go. I open up, I listen again to the space which has hurt me. I return to my heart, where I hear this space with sound. Stay with your heart, let go, breathe. Slowly sit down. Take with you what surrounds your body. Don't lose it. Sit down and listen to how is this doing now as a resonance in you.